Hi, hello there. My name is Marty on a recorded line with the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Well, I'm doing just fine. Thank you for asking. Yeah, and is this Felicia Barkdale?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, it's nice to meet you there. And then would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Okay.
Okay, and have you already found an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. And then are you filing this claim on behalf of yourself?
Yes.
Okay. And then are you a resident of the United States? Sorry, cut out for a second. I'm assuming that's a yes, right? Did I lose you?
Yes, I'm here. I say yes.
Sorry about that. I guess the phone cut out for a moment, but no, I appreciate you sticking around there. So, okay, so yes, you're a resident of the United States. I figured. And then, sorry, if there's ever any difficulty, I'm going to call you back from a 9499 number. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay, just so you know who's calling there, okay? And then, were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. And so, do you mind if I ask if it was a meningioma of the spine or of the brain?
The brain.
Okay, the brain. And then I'm going to go ahead and ask you the same attorney question. It's just in a little bit of a longer format, okay? So it's, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter or signed documents with another law firm?
All right.
Okay, so yes, you're willing to affirm you haven't. Thank you. Okay, and then do you mind if I ask when the date of your diagnosis was?
June 25th, 2013.
June 25th, 2013.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then what is your date of birth?
11/29/1986.
And then this is just a quick aside. Do you know anyone else that was injured by Depo Provera?
No, it's not right now.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. We don't want that. And then did you use the brand name injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then, you know, with this one, it's just deciphering and making sure that, you know, it's not like a subtype. So was it just a... It says, which injectable did you use, you know, Depo Provera or Depo Sub-X Provera or, you know, the generic medroxyprogesterone acetate?
Depo Provera.
Yeah, perfect. Okay, Depo Provera. I know, that the generic name is, it doesn't really roll off the tongue very well. Sorry. Okay, so... second. Okay, so then did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Okay. And then within 1 year, can you confirm that you have had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And then did you use Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 through the present date?
Yes.
Okay. And then to the best of your knowledge, right, the best of your memory, can you tell me the closest date that you could think of so when you started using Depo Provera?
April 2010.
Okay.
It was around April.
Yeah, so we'll just say April 1st, 2010 would be the best to your knowledge, right? Okay, and then stop date, you know, so usually I know that kind of happens around, you know, maybe when the diagnosis was, but when did you stop using Depo Provera?
In like 2013.
Okay. Okay, so give me 1 second. Okay, so probably somewhere around June of 2013.
Uh-huh.
Let's say around June 1st, 2013, okay. then, I'm sorry, one second. I'm sorry if I'm ever a little quiet. It's just because I'm usually inputting data or double-checking something, so. Thank you so much. You've been so patient and clear, so I appreciate you. And then this one, will you just confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Thank you. And then I'm going to make sure that I have your name spelled correctly. We want to make sure, you know, we at least have that there. So it's F-E-L-I-C-I-A, and then Barkdale, B-A-R-K, like tree bark, and then Dale, D-A-L-E.
B-A-R-K-S.
Oh, wow. I'm glad that we were meticulous there. It came over without the S. Okay. So I'm going to spell everything real quick. So Felicia, you know, the traditional spelling, F-E-L-I-C-I-A, and then Barksdale, B-A-R-K-S-D-A-L-E.
Great.
Well, thank you so much. I'm sorry to get that off. All right. And then to look up your records, we'll just need your social.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, I mean, if you're not comfortable with that, too, we could just do the last four. You're just going to have to give the whole thing to the attorneys when you talk to them the next day, okay?
Okay. Okay. Wait for eight.
All right. Sorry, will you tell me the last four again?
2848.
2848. Okay. Thank you so much. And then your email address is Felicia Pie, like an apple pie, 26
right.
at yahoo.com.
Hurry.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to spell it just for good measure. So F-E-L-I-C-I-A-P-I-E 26 at yahoo, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and then the phone number that we're on, I believe, is your primary phone number, 601-988-5544. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay, that is that a mobile phone or cell phone?
Cell phone.
Okay, great. And then can I have your address, please?
2072 Ocala Road, 4138, Salis, Mississippi, 39160.
Okay. Was it Ocala? How do you spell that?
A-T-T-A-L-A.
I was way off. I am so sorry. Okay, so I'm gonna do this again real quick. So it's 2072 Atala. A as in apple. T T A as in apple again. L as in Lima. A as in apple. Atala Road. And those are T's like Tango, right? A T T. You there?
Yeah, that's good. You're right.
Okay, cool. Silence was yes. Okay, good. And then you said it. I was too busy with the spelling. And then what was the numbers that you said right after Atala Road?
4138.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Okay. And then just one more time with the zip code.
39160.
39, and then it blanked out, and then I heard 60.
160.
Thank you so much. Okay, in Itasca, Texas?
Dallas, Mississippi.
Oh, okay. I don't know why it came in. Dallas, Mississippi? Okay.
Dallas, S-L-L-I-S.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I know I needed a lot of help there, and I really appreciate you sticking with me. I know it's either the phone or sometimes I don't hear the signal right, so appreciate that. Okay. And then I'm going to go ahead and make sure that I got that right since you spent so much effort to give that to me. So I have 2072 Atala, A-T-T-A-L-A, Road, 4138. Salis, that's S-A-L-L-I-S, Mississippi, 39160. Thank you so much. And then was the Depo-Provera shot administered by a doctor or medical staff or by yourself?
doctor.
Okay. And then, okay, so, you know, I can help you with the math on this one. It says, how many times were you injected with the product, right, with the Depo-Provera? So if you want to tell me how many years, maybe we can just, and I believe you did you take four every year, right?
One shot every three months.
Perfect.
So four shots.
4 years. Yes, about four. And then how many years did you take it?
3 years.
3 years, so about 12. You took about 12 total?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay. So do you remember the name of the doctor that administered the Depo-Provera?
Yes, it was. She was Dr. Rennie Mills.
Okay. And then Mills is M-I-L-L-S?
Yes.
Okay. And then Rennie, how do you spell that?
R-O-E-N-N-I-E.
R-O-N-N.
R-E-N-N-I-E.
Perfect. Sorry about that.
That's fine.
Okay. Dr. Rennie Mills. Was it, let's see. In Jackson, Mississippi is where I've seen her come up. Internal medicine. Okay. Okay, do you remember what facility that the shot was administered?
Medical
center. Oh, it cut out a little bit. I heard medical center. What was it again?
Mississippi Medical Center.
Perfect. Hey, thank you. I hate to make you even repeat yourself, but it's, I know that the phone kind of cuts out here and there, but I got that. So Mississippi Medical Center, okay?
Yeah.
Was it the university?
Yes, University of Mississippi Medical Center, UMMC, I'm sorry.
No, you please, you're fine. You've been really patient with me. I've been having to make you repeat yourself so many times. I'm just happy that you haven't gotten frustrated with me. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then for the University of Mississippi Medical Center, there is a number that does come up. General number. But if you have a better one, I can put it down. Would you prefer that I put the one that comes up under Google, or do you have a better number for me?
The one that comes up, fine.
Okay. And then the address I have here is 2500 North State Street, Jackson, Mississippi, 39216. Is that, you think that's the most appropriate address or something different?
Yes, sir. That's it.
Okay. Well, thank you. And then, and I can help you out with this one if you don't understand this one, but they ask, what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Do you need me to give you an example?
Like the tests they ran?
Yeah. Like CT scan, MRI, okay. Both, or
yep.
Other?
They did a blood test, an MRI scan, and biopsy.
Okay. I'm just making notes for you. Biopsy. Okay. And then, So before we went to the administering doctor, right, we were talking about who gave you the shot. Now, who diagnosed you? Is it the same doctor or a different doctor that diagnosed you with the meningioma?
Dr. Mitchell Myers.
Dr. Mitchell Myers, okay. Was he in the University of Mississippi Medical Center? Or different?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. The same place.
I think I found him. Dr. Mitchell Jeff Myers, MD, Jackson, neurologist, so I'm guessing if it's a...
Yeah, neurosurgeon, yeah, this
one. Yeah, yeah, in Jackson. Okay, I think that's him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope he treated you well there.
All right, he did.
Okay. Myers and then... And you said at the University of Mississippi, right? Medical Center,
right.
UMMC. Okay. And then I'm just going to use the same address and the same phone number. Okay. Oh, and then you already answered the next one, too, which is his specialist was he's a neurosurgeon.
All right.
We'll say neurologist, you know.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm sure they could put two and two together there.
Right.
And then did you ever get diagnosed, before all this, right, did you ever get diagnosed with cancer?
Come out with meningioma.
So before your meningioma, prior to that, were you ever diagnosed with cancer?
Oh.
No, okay. That's good. And then, so we talked about the diagnosis. Now, what type of treatment did you get for the meningioma?
I had got, the treatment was the craniotomy surgery. Craniotomy surgery, and I had another thing to the therapy thing, radiation therapy.
Oh, okay. Wow. Well, you certainly have been through a lot.
Right.
I'm glad I have the opportunity to be talking to you after all that. Craniotomy surgery, would that be?
Sir?
Yeah, I'm going to spell that just to make sure that we're on the same page, okay?
Okay.
C-R-A-N-I-O-T-O-M-Y surgery.
Right.
Okay, craniotomy surgery. I don't even know if I'm saying that right. And then radiation therapy. Okay. The treating doctor's name, was it the same as the diagnosing doctor's name, Dr. Mitchell Myers, or is it different, the one that treated you?
The one that treated me was for the craniotomy was Mitchell Myers, but it was a different doctor for the therapy.
Oh, okay. You know, we could, I mean, just so we have as many as possible, if you want, we could name them for the treating doctor, you know, they treated you with the radiation. And then that way, if, you know, they can go from one to one to one if they needed to, and, you know, with any information they need. I think the more the merrier. What was the name of the other doctor, the one that treated you for radiation therapy?
Dr. Philip Lee.
Okay.
Lee was spelled L-E-Y.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, you know I was probably, you know I was spelling it L-E-E, so that's good. You could read my mind there, you know? Okay. I think he's the only one that comes up on that one. I don't think anyone but him spells it L-E-Y. There we go. Okay, Dr. Philip Lee. F-A-C-S. And then the facility, was it the same one, the university?
Yes. Not with my radiotherapy. My radiation was near. It was at the up the road, Mississippi Baptist Medical Center.
Okay. Sorry, I'm slow. Okay. Okay, Baptist Memorial Hospital, Mississippi Baptist Medical Center.
All right.
Okay. And then the address that I have under that one is 1225 North State Street, Jackson, Mississippi, 39202. Is that right?
That's right.
And then the telephone number I have there is 601-968-1000. Does that sound?
Yeah, that's about right.
Good, good. And then the last one. All right. So the doctor that prescribed you medication, was it one that you already mentioned? It says prescribing doctor name.
Yeah, Dr. Rainey Neal, that's the one that did my injection.
Perfect. I'll go ahead and put her down. I still have her information saved, so that's good. Okay. I'm just moving the info over. Just give me one moment. And was it the pharmacy? Where did you pick up your? Was it at the pharmacy there at the University of Mississippi Medical Center, or was it a different pharmacy?
The medical center pharmacy.
Okay, great. Go ahead and just move that information there. Well, you have been incredibly patient with me. I really appreciate that. Okay. Everything needs to be said about 10 times, so, you know. Okay, 2500 North State. Okay. And then this is just the last few questions. So we're around in third base here, okay? So were you hospitalized for your meningioma?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I was in the hospital the next day.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. And then it just says what dates were you hospitalized for your meningioma? You could just do your best there. Was it around the diagnosis?
25th for the next day, 26th.
Okay, okay. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So 6/26/2013.
Mhm.
Mhm. Now, do you have a copy of your medical records, or could you get them if needed?
I can get them.
Okay, and then if you did, you know, if they had you get them, would you prefer to send them by mail, electronically, or either?
It don't matter.
Okay, I'll just put both there. And then last one, it's the easiest one. So we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. And typically we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where your clients have become unresponsive. Do you have an emergency contact that you could put?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then do they live with you or elsewhere?
With me, my husband.
Oh, okay. Hey. Okay, so husband. All right. And what is your husband's name, Felicia?
Terrence.
T-E-R-R-E-N-C-E?
T-E-R-R-A-N-C-E.
Ah, there we go. I missed. There. Thank you very much. And then Barksdale?
No, his last name is Wade.
Wade, W-A-D-E, like Dwayne Wade?
Yes.
All right. And then what is the best telephone number for him?
601-988-55. Oh, that's my number. I'm sorry. 601-260-8990. I'm sorry.
No. Sometimes, you know, it's like riding a bike, you know. I it's just habit, you know.
Right.
It's so funny. Well, you know, obviously the number that I give you that I'm going to end up giving you, you know, I give it out all the time, right? But sometimes I'll accidentally start giving my personal number, go, okay, it's 62. Oh, wait. And then do you know his email off the top of your head? It's okay if you don't, by the way.
I don't know it right off.
But if in case an emergency, he could probably just access yours if need be, right? So we'll say we'll just put your email down there to make space.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the address is the same as yours. You said he does live with you. Okay.
Correct. Correct.
Excellent. Second. Okay. I believe that is everything. Let me go ahead and check the bottom. Okay, so everything looks like it's all in its right place, and you've done a great job communicating all that with me. I'm going to go through it just real quickly, and everything that we went over, I'm going to summarize for you, and I'll probably just stop after every few questions just to say, you know, does that sound right, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. And it's that way when you talk to the attorney, you're going to be much happier. You're going to know everything's right, and they're going to be able to just help you with the important stuff. Okay. So the first question, right, was just if you'd like to even participate, right, and or to see if you meet the criteria to participate. It was a yes. You know, did you get an attorney to help assist you? You said no. And then you were willing to affirm that you have not sought legal representation or signed documents. You said yes. You're willing to affirm that. And then the claim is on behalf of yourself. You're a resident of the United States. You took you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year. The meningioma was located in your brain, not your spine. And then the date of diagnosis was June 25th, 2013. Your date of birth was November 29th, 1986. Is all that correct so far?
Yes, sir.
All right. And then, luckily, you don't know anyone else that was injured by Depo-Provera, thank goodness. And then you did use the name brain injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera, and then never the generic. You used it for at least 1 year minimum. And then within that 1 year you use it at least 4 times prior to your diagnosis. And then, yes, you used it from January 1992 to this present date, right? So post 1992. In fact, your start date was April 1st, 2010 to June 1st, 2013, approximately. Is all that correct? Oh, sorry, you cut out. Would you mind repeating that?
Right.
Right. Okay, good. Yes, I don't know. Sometimes the phone's just a little bit funny. So thank you very much for confirming all of that. And then, gender, female. Your first name is spelled F-E-L-I-C-I-A. Last name is Barksdale, B-A-R-K-S-D-A-L-E. And then last four of your social is 2848. And then your email is FeliciaPie26@yahoo.com, FeliciaPie26@yahoo. Your phone number, 601-988-5544. That is your mobile phone number. Your address. Yes. Oh, and everything's right so far, right?
Yes.
Okay, good, good.
Mm-hmm.
We got to stop and make sure. Okay, and then the address is 2072 Atala, and that's A-T-T-A-L-A, Road 4138, Salis, and that's S-A-L-L-I-S, Mississippi 39160, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then Depo Provera, it was administered by a doctor. How many times were you injected with a product? And I believe you said it was around 3 years, 4 times a year, so that was 12 approximately. And then the name of the doctor that administered the Depo-Provera is Dr. Rennie Mills, R-E-N-N-I-E-M-I-L-L-S, okay? And then that was at the University of Mississippi Medical Center. Phone number 601-984-1000, and that's 2500 North State Street, Jackson, Mississippi, 39216. All that sounds correct, right?
Yes.
Method of diagnosis for the meningioma, I put MRI mainly, and then on the bottom I put notes just because there's only one thing I could check off, and I put blood test and biopsy were also done, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And then the diagnosing doctor's name was Dr. Mitchell Myers, M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L-M-Y-E-R-S, University of Mississippi Medical Center, 2500 North State Street, Jackson, Mississippi, 39216, same telephone number, 601-984-1000, and he is a neurologist, is his specialty. And you've also never had a cancer diagnosis before all of this, and that's all correct as well, right?
Yes.
All right. Just a few more, and then what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma? And it was craniotomy surgery, radiation surgery, or the radiation therapy. I apologize for that, radiation therapy. The treating doctor's name, and I know that you associated with the radiation, was Philip Lee, P-H-I-L-L-I-P-L-E-Y. That was at the Baptist Memorial Hospital, Mississippi Baptist Medical Center. At 1225 North State Street, Jackson, Mississippi, 39202. His number is 601-968-1000. All that correct?
Yes.
Oh, that's neat. All their numbers in and 1,000, even though on that Baptist. Okay, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then the prescribing doctor's name was Dr. Rennie Mills, R-E-N-N-I-E-M-I-L-L-S, University of Mississippi Medical Center, 2500 North State Street, Jackson, Mississippi, 39216, 601-984-1000 is the number. And then pharmacy was the same one, University Medical Center, University of Mississippi Medical Center on North State Street, same telephone number. And then were you hospitalized for the meningioma? You said yes. What dates were you hospitalized? 6-26-2013. And then, yeah, but geez, how long were you in the hospital for that?
Like 7 to 8 days.
Oh, my goodness. We'll say 626 to, like, the 1st of July, somewhere around there.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just approximation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It says dates, so I wanted to make sure I put at least maybe a range. So 6/26/2013 to 7/1/2013 approximately, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then do you have a copy of the medical records, or could you get them, right? And you said yes, right? They no, that shouldn't be a problem. And then can you provide these records by mail or electronically? You said either or both, you know. And then emergency contact is Mr. Terrence Wade. That's T-E-R-R-A-N-C-E, Wade, W-A-D-E. Phone number is 601-260-8990. That's your husband. And that's
mm-hmm.
And we just put your email for his, FeliciaPie26@yahoo.com. And then the address, same as yours, 2072 Atala Road, 4138, Silas, Mississippi, 39160. Okay?
Okay.
Perfect. We just want to make sure it's all perfect. There we go. And I'm going to go ahead and send you an email and a text right now. It's just with a retainer on it, the forms for the attorney, so you can go ahead and talk to them and they can legally give you advice. And then you should be getting it in just a moment. It might take a moment to make its way all the way down to Mississippi, down the Mississippi River over to you.
Okay, I get it.
Okay, great. So, if you like, you could even just put me on speaker and I can go ahead and walk you through. It's a DocuSign. Have you done a DocuSign before?
Yes.
Okay, great. So, you know, pretty much when you open it up, you hit the link, it's going to ask you to say yes and check a box and give permission like in three different ways. And then it'll open up and you can let me know then if you need a hand. Okay.
Okay. Say please review. Okay.
And I think it's only around 6 pages. Just make sure your information is correct too, right?
Okay, but I'm going to go ahead and sign. You want to let me turn my phone sideways to sign?
Yeah, so when you actually open the document, there's going to be a little button that says, So you'll see a yellow start button once it's all open, and it should be at the top right of the page. Once you click it, it's going to direct you to the first signature field. You'll click on that, the first signature field, and it'll pop up with a big box to sign with your finger.
Oh.
After you sign once, you can press the button and it'll pop up with that same signature each time. It's also going to make you initial a little bit later. It's the same process, but a little easier. And you just let me know if you need a hand, I'll do whatever I can for you.
Okay, and I click finish.
Absolutely. And then on my side, I'll go ahead and make sure that it went through. And then I'll go ahead and make sure to give you a text of my information. That way you have a second point of contact. Felicia Barksdale. It looks completed.
Okay.
All right. Well, I really appreciate your time. And what's going to happen is the attorneys are going to reach out to you in the next 12 to 24 hours. So look out for their call. Right now I'm going to give you a quick text with their information so that you can actually, maybe even call them if they don't get back to you in the next, 24 hours, so that you could keep everything moving in the right direction here. So I'm going to go ahead and do that real quickly, okay?
Well.
Okay, so I just sent it to you right now, okay?
Okay.
Excellent. So, that number that I just texted you from is my direct line. you know, in case you're having difficulty or anything, I can always go ahead, jump on and try to transfer to them. Really, my role in this process is just to, you know, be a cheerleader for you while they do all the hard stuff. So, you know, let me know if you're having any sort of difficulty communicating with them, which is usually not a problem. But I can always help you out. And other than that, I really appreciate you, you know, putting up with me and the phone signal today. You know, you're really nice to meet, so I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Absolutely, and good luck. Let me know if you need anything, okay? Have a Merry Christmas with your family, and have a blessed rest of your day.
Okay, you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.